And we are finally here, guys. Last episode, season finale, episode 8, and finally Black Bolts. We're going to talk all about it. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Very appropriate song, I would say, right?
Yeah.
How's it going, AfterBuzzers? I am your lead host, Zach Silverman. You can find me all across social media at Zach with a CH Silverman 2. We're on our last episode. Here's my panel. Guys, tell them
hey
where you can find everyone.
I'm Ashley Brinkman. You can find me at Ashley _ Brinkman. All right. I don't know. Out with a bang or...
Yeah.
Are we going to continue?
Out with the bang. We'll see. Out with the bolt.
Right? Out with the bolt.
There you go.
What's up, everybody? I am Keith Andre here. You can follow me everywhere at Keith _Andre. And we are at the end of the road.
We are. Season finale. It was the season finale. Some cliffhangers left for us. We don't know. Will there be a season two? Confirmed or denied yet.
Inhumans on Earth.
Yeah.
Right.
Could be interesting.
Could be very interesting. Let's get right into it. What'd you think? I mean, the title, and finally Black Bolt. We finally got Black Bolt.
We've been waiting. We've been so invested.
I feel like it should have been called "And Finally a Little Bit of Black Bolt." We got a little bit.
But you know what? We got a flashback of Black Bolt that we have seen before, but I think we got
to see more.
It's appropriate.
Yeah, I mean, we got to see some more pieces to the puzzle, and I feel like our expectation was that we were only just going to get a little bit of Black Bolt. So, in one hand, he said more than, you know, what we could have thought. You know, he gave us two words.
Yeah.
So,
which was great.
It was so appropriate. I love that.
We're jumping way ahead.
I know.
Yeah. But look, that was an awesome moment. I connected with him. I was just like,
finally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Interesting episode, though, guys. We had a lot of questions and answered, and a lot of new questions proposed, which is a little bit upsetting if we're not going to get a second season. But let's get into the episode and see what your thoughts and everything were. We start off right where we left off last episode. We're in the bunker. We have Black Bolt and family with Maximus, and he just explained that, you know, the whole dome is going to come down. And if he doesn't, you know, get to the control room every hour, bye-bye, Adelan. Bye-bye, Adelan. I don't know. What do you think? I kind of was just like, oh, that's an easy fix. Chop his hand off, you know? But they...
Yeah, I mean, they're so... evolved now because like
in humans evolved. What do you mean, like
the royal family? I feel like they've all changed because
totally
of their time.
All have, yes.
Yeah, I feel like they would have chopped his hand off and been like, okay, bye-bye.
Right. You can stay here.
They totally have become better people. So
they really have. You know,
it just
this
wasn't in the cards.
This episode I really liked Medusa. I was not a fan of Medusa most of the season up until, I guess, unfortunately the last episode.
Yeah,
but she really won me over today.
I mean, I thought she was cool. I feel like she was, like, in a lot of ways very, like, cliche. I mean, with the things that she was saying, what she provided to the episode, I thought it was a little cliche. I do feel, as a whole, of course, we wanted to go out with a bang, and they did a good job of trying to get our questions answered, kind of, because we've invested, you know, eight episodes at this point.
Seriously,
we've been waiting to see what's going to happen to Maximus, what's going to happen to Adeline. So we got some questions answered, but I am glad that there's still a little bit of curiosity. So there's a little hope, you know, that maybe we can kind of come back and flesh the story out just a bit more.
Yeah.
But I think they did a good job of just trying to at least wrap it up so that as a viewer, you walk away like knowing what happened.
Mm-hmm.
In some
and that's
ways.
Like a complete character arc. I think Medusa went like full circle. Like
she really did. Yeah. I would say for all the characters, that's why I enjoyed her the most right now, because I finally get to see her complete arc where she, you know, was just like ruthless bitch, for lack of words. I'm sorry.
What or a
but,
strong,
yeah.
powerful,
strong, powerful woman. Thank you. There.
There
see.
You go.
Yeah. My vernacular isn't the best. So.
Oh God.
No, she was kind of mean. I agree.
She was very mean.
She was.
But to see her arc, I think she became my favorite character on the entire show. Granted, we had a lot of characters to go through.
There were many.
We couldn't get everybody's arc.
She was great. Did you guys notice that Black Bolt gave her more power mm-hmm. as a leader.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, well, okay, great. Because they're yeah. kind of equals now.
Yeah. I liked his arc, too. Even though he didn't say much, I
saw he didn't say anything, yeah, really. Yeah, yeah. I think he had three words during the entire... Yeah. Wait, no, he was speaking before he got his powers, right? Wasn't there a flashback where he was speaking?
He didn't speak in the flashback.
No?
He didn't...
Well...
Before he had his powers? I thought there was a flashback before he had his powers.
All I remember is him saying why and goodbye,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah.
So those are the three.
Fair enough. Fair enough. But
I did catch that moment at the end there where it was like he was giving her more kind of leeway. I get that they're equals. Of course, they're king and queen. But there was like this moment where she recognized like, oh, these can be my words. And, you know, I can speak to the people. So I think her arc was beautiful. And another key character was definitely Louise. I think she was probably my favorite.
Aww, she's so
favorite
sweet.
Human.
Yeah, yeah, perfect.
Of the season.
Perfect.
For sure.
Yeah.
She was... I wish she got to the moon. I wish she was able to go to the moon.
I know.
I felt like the fact that she didn't and her dad, even though, you know, it was his ashes...
Yes.
Made it to the moon. I felt like that was enough for her.
That was enough.
I really
I mean,
that.
Her whole reason of going to the moon was because her father never got to.
Exactly.
So if she still has an opportunity to do that,
good
there
you
to go. Go. Yeah. So there were some really touching moments actually throughout yeah. the episode. I enjoyed it. I was looking for an action packed episode. I'm sorry. Episode 8, last episode.
There was a lot of storylines to kind of tie in. Yeah.
Tie in, tie up, but still,
yeah,
I'm just kind of.
And...
Yeah, I think the expectation, because I feel like in many ways we've been waiting and waiting and waiting for just some jam-packed action. We got a little bit of it, but we didn't really get to kind of, you know, get our mouths wet with, like, super action. And so it was this expectation that in the season finale you're just going to, like, let it all hang out.
Yeah.
And that's going to be that. But I feel, I don't know, maybe just from the writer's perspective that they were just trying to, like...
They're
give a story and then try to give us a little piece to, if we could go
get
to a season two, there's these different ways that we
see,
can grow.
I thought at least we would get to see Max go through Terra Genesis. The entire
Either
season.
Either Terra Genesis or kill him. I feel like we deserve
no,
to have
that,
one.
That would take away from everything that they learned.
I felt like his ending was great. Like, oh, the ultimate. You are.
Yes, yes.
We are jumping to the very end, but I thought that was fantastic. I like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was. It was very befitting of him.
And it was suiting because then it was also kind of like a reversal of roles. Because, you know, for years, Black Bolt had to just be isolated, this whole thing. And now, no, I'm not going to kill you because that's what you want me to do.
Yeah.
Here you are in this bunker that you can live forever, they told us.
It was kind of really on the nose. You know, Black Bolt wasn't even speaking. And you know, Maximus is having his dialogue. It's almost like an inner dialogue. Every time Max talks, it's like an inner dialogue that he's saying outwardly. So he's like, we're in the bunker, you know, where there's food and water that could last us a lifetime.
Right.
I guess we'll be here, brother. And then little did he think he'll, like, just walk out the door and then, like, leave him there. I don't know. It's just kind of on the nose. But it answered the questions of, like, you know, you're just going to leave your brother to die.
Yeah.
Essentially, he kind of is going to. But I don't know. There's always the possibility of Lockjaw, right? They could go visit. It's almost like a jail cell.
They can go visit.
You can. You go, hey, Lockjaw, take me to the bunker. Because it's apparently the first structure that
you know,
was built on the moon.
It's true. Maybe, if the show does continue, that could possibly happen. And all the crystals are on Earth. They're safe. So
we're really jumping ahead. But did you guys notice the end with the chair lighting up blue? Like as if those were crystals as well? So what if, Max can get to that part and go through a Terra Genesis?
I don't know. I feel like he would have used them already, don't you think?
I don't know. I mean, something was active. There's a lot. I mean, like, we...
I saw that.
We had a lot of questions answered, but then a lot of new questions proposed.
Yeah.
And it's cool, because I don't know... I could be really jumping ahead on this, but... I mean, obviously, this is in the Marvel Universe. It was intended to be alongside of, like, Thor, Iron Man, and the Avengers, and all that kind of stuff. Black Bolt, a few times in the episode, spoke of a greater enemy than Maximus or the humans. Did you guys catch that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know, like, I kind of, I mean,
what
I know.
Else is out there?
I know what else is out there, given the movies that we've seen so far. I don't know, maybe the chat can fill us in a little bit. Ivan, you're always on this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to throw it out there. I hope it's Thanos. I don't know if you guys know who Thanos is.
I don't.
You don't?
I do.
You do? Okay, cool. Well, that's a whole nother conversation. We'll get back into the episode.
Oh my God.
So let's try and get back on track. We had Luis and Medusa. They talked. They got the, the ashes. We're going to go to the moon and whatnot.
Yes.
And then we have the comeback of Gorgon.
Yeah.
Alive.
Oh, yeah.
He's alive.
So, I don't know how I feel about that.
I think I see where they're going with it. Right. So he is a minotaur. Was that what it is? Right. He's supposed to have the hooves and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly, he doesn't have, you know, have the horns. So I think maybe going through Terrigenesis made him more of a minotaur and less of a human. So maybe the kind of notice how he's like hunched over, kind of like animalistic, kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I think maybe that's what he was trying to get at, but didn't really land so much for me.
That's a good point, though.
But he was still in there. I loved how Karnak was just like, he's in there still. It's still him.
Right. I just don't know that I needed, like,
grunts and all the, like, do I recognize you? Do I not recognize you? We're family.
Or
we're
just
not.
That we have to have the complete royal court come back so that we can move on.
Like, but we also needed to know what would happen had someone gone through Terrigenesis again.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, that's, you know, they needed to, like, show that and... I guess with his...
But that proposes another question, because he was already an inhuman, but if Max goes through it, he's a human.
Mm-hmm.
Will that happen to him? We don't know.
Yeah.
We didn't get to find out.
Don't know.
Is there a way to become more human?
No.
Maybe we will find out. But Gorgon and Karnak were locked in the safe room?
Yeah, so they were in the safe... Oh, man. Okay, I have issues with that.
Someone has feelings about that.
Oh, my God.
Major feelings. Okay, Karnak was just like... Gorgon was trying to bust out with his feet. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Cool. Karnak's like, yeah, that's not going to work. I built this for Black Bolt. How did you build it for Black Bolt when you were a kid with him? Like, aren't they cousins? Kind of the same age? Yeah. Right? There's flashbacks of them when they're younger.
But they get their powers when they're like teens. So I think they're like 13 or so when they go through it.
So Gorgon built...
Karnak?
I'm just going through it. Karnak builds this entire dome. And we see this dome like right when Black Bolt gets his powers too.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, he gets put right into it. It was like built for Inhumans that were too powerful, like Mortis.
Yeah,
I'm all over the place. Sorry, guys. Lord of the Rings and
he specifically said it was built for sonic sound.
Yes,
right.
Which I was okay with. Why he could like bust through it, I just wasn't okay with him like saying I built this for Black Bolt. When I feel like he didn't, because they were the same age, you know.
But he still could have been more enhanced. I mean, his powers are all about his mind and all of that. So he could have, or I don't know. how much can you?
I'm getting really into it,
Super particular. Yeah.
You know what I saw? a redeeming factor. He was a smart kid. I liked. I don't know if you guys picked up on this. Karnak, when he was sneaking around. Used the boost that he got from last episode from his family, saying like, "Look, you could like, or was it? It was from Gorgon, where he's like, Auron doesn't know that you don't know." So he kind of did that same thing again to those guards. He's like, "I could kill you three different ways."
Right.
Trying to play that card again. Exactly. Little did he know his powers weren't working. And there's a guy right behind him. I was just like, "Oh,
right." Because for a second, I was thinking that, "Oh, did he get his powers back?"
That's exactly what.
I was
thinking.
Then I was like, "Oh my gosh, somebody's right there!" Like,
you saw it on his face too. He was just like, "Oh,
this isn't gonna work."
I tried. I wish.
Yeah.
It was cool. It was nice. It was funny. Yeah, man. I don't know. What do you guys think? Tell me about. I wouldn't even say what you think about the episode.
Oh, I mean, I like the episode. It definitely answered a lot of questions.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It tied together all of those nicely. I would have liked to see more action as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, for sure. More action.
We got to see more Triton fighting.
Yeah, and I liked to see that. I was like, oh my gosh, we could have had him more the whole episode.
And I was
the whole season. You held out.
Like those sword things, like he's so good.
Yeah, those things are really cool.
I'm glad we got to see some of him, but I would have loved to see more of his fighting skills. And swimming.
Maximus said that one thing to him. He's just like, how good of a king could it be to like keep you locked up on the moon when like your Terrigenesis is to become like a water-based inhuman and there's no water on the moon?
Right.
Like that, I was just like, man, Max is like, he's still right. In a lot of scenarios and a lot of things that he says, he's still right. And like, I get where he's coming from and why he did what he did. He just got too crazy.
Yeah, and he's always going to be right because he uses what he knows to manipulate people. So I'm just going to play into what I need you to do to go my way.
Yep.
I feel like this episode should have been called Maximus the Mad, because he really went crazy. Would be
amazing. Yeah, and he ran the episode. I mean, it was all, in many ways, it was a lot about him and his own character's trajectory, because from the onset, we saw that he wanted to be king. I did like when we saw, what's his name?
Bermaja.
So I like, you know, every time we kind of get to see, like, his ability, because I think that, you know, he lied again in some way.
The writers played that really well for us. The writers did that really good for us, because I was like, oh, this kid's, like, scared shitless of him. Like, he's just gonna lie to him, tell him what he wants. Mm-hmm. He didn't.
Yeah,
he gave him the truth. I was like, truth. Hey, all right, the truth.
You're
going to
be King Adolin.
King Adolin and Black Bolt will be nowhere to be found.
Yeah, but I think it gives them, if there is a season two, a lot of room to explore.
We have a ton.
Everybody's on the Earth. They said, what, 14,000 is the
population? There's 14,000 of the population of Adolin, yes. Which is interesting. I thought, you know, 1,400, I thought they said.
Was it?
Was it 1,400 or 14,000?
Both are small for a population.
Both are small for a population. Yeah. But again, it is like a crater in the moon, so.
Yeah, yeah.
I could see 14,000 being like a decent amount, right?
Yeah, maybe it was 1,400. I don't know, but either way, I expected. Did you expect it to be more people on Adolin or?
I guess maybe the way, like every time they had like the overview, like
shots,
it made it look really big. So I just expected it to be a lot more populated. But I mean, obviously extras and all that for casting, it would be hard to do. But yeah.
Yeah, I don't know actually how many Inhumans there are, but I didn't expect there to be too many, just because they are a special breed of people.
Yeah, true. And they moved from Earth to the moon, and so
I feel like
it'd
if
be
there's
hard,
too many, it kind of takes away from their. You know,
uniqueness.
Being
yeah.
Uniqueness,
so yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
For sure.
That makes a lot of sense. I like that. Mm-hmm. And I mean, how many of those crystals could they really have? You know, especially they're like.
Well, they can make them now. So.
Did I miss that? What
they
do you
make
where?
Them, don't they?
I don't know. Where did we see that?
I thought we heard somewhere that they were mining the crystals. That's what they were doing.
Oh.
Oh, that makes sense.
I thought that I heard that.
Okay.
I could be wrong. Maybe someone in the chat knows.
Not sure. I'm not sure. And I think we got to see a lot on this episode of return of like this sibling, this brother rivalry, like that we saw early on in the season. And now we got to, you know, get to see a close of that as well, because now there is like this companionship or like brother relationship.
Well, we saw the love again. We saw like the.
Exactly.
Like, you're talking not like the fighting brother companionship. You mean like the actual.
And
like,
just
brother,
overall,
brother.
We got to see the brother to brother. So yeah, we
got
to
that,
see
like,
their soft side too.
Yeah, we had that like flashback that was. I mean, they kind of hinted to it last episode where they're, Maximus was just like, yeah, like. What did he say? He said, you didn't really kill your parents, so I killed our parents or
when
something.
When they
like
met
that.
In the control room, just the two of them?
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
He, like, admitted to...
He forged their parents' signature on some papers allowing the council to do brain surgery on people to kind of take away his
power. Because he's too powerful. What did you think of that little flash? I mean, was that necessary? Give me your thoughts on all this.
I don't know if it was necessary.
Right.
I almost felt like it was kind of like filler.
Yeah.
I felt like Black Bolt already had his plan and he knew what he was going to do. He's a very calculated person, I think.
Okay.
So, I don't know. I don't think it
was necessary. Well, up until that point, Maximus was saying that Maximus was telling us in a flashback that Black Bolt doesn't want to be king. And he was like, I don't want to be king. It's yours. But we saw another flashback where the head of the genetic council was telling him something about like a greater enemy.
Yeah, Black Bolt is the only power who would be able to defeat it. So you'd have to be king.
Which actually, now that if I think about to the comics, I almost am right. I think I'm right about who I said it was.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. Yeah. I can't remember the storyline, but yeah. Because we saw like a picture of like a universe or something, right? Did you guys catch that? And that like little pop-up little screen thing that he had, and they were looking at like whatever it was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So,
yeah, there was something there.
There was something there.
I don't know if that flashback was necessary as far as having Max, you know, be this horrible person that forges your parents' signature.
I kind of needed that because I didn't understand where the switch happened for Maximus. Like, I get it. You're a human. Everyone else is inhuman, but you're part of the royal family. You know, people still treat you. Like a royal. So
you feel the switch was...
The switch was the fact that
Black Bolt
was
decided
like,
that he had to be king?
He didn't decide. He outweighed the benefits and understood why he needed to be king. You know, which, in my eyes, that's like the ideal king already. You know, that makes sense. He was meant to be king regardless. of his powers or not, because of his mm-hmm.
Well, he was the firstborn.
I mean, by like his moral standards and like how he handles himself, you know.
Yeah.
So, but yes, he was firstborn.
Also, why the flashback wasn't necessary is just because the whole season we hear Maximus talking about how everyone rejected him, and like there was so much reason as to why he was going crazy. Like, we didn't actually need that.
But we never knew why Black, like, if we assume everyone rejected him, that means Black Bolt rejected him. We never knew why Black Bolt rejected him.
Well, but we're Black talking Bolt about didn't know about that until he confessed it.
But there was two flashbacks we're talking about.
Right. Here, so you keep going back to yours, and we kind of keep
going back. Yeah, you're going back to...
we keep right, talking...
You're going back to the forgery.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I'm sorry. The forgery thing, we definitely did not need that. No, I'm sorry. You. Yeah, that was unnecessary.
This whole time, I thought you were, like, for it.
I'm sorry. Right? No. The forgery...
I was not going to let you have it. She's like, no, we didn't
I'm glad
need
we
it.
Cleared this up. No, the forgery was not necessary, although I did... Because we saw that flashback, like, two or three different times of mm-hmm. him like blasting his parents away. I would have loved to see a flashback. A better flashback would be the argument between him and his parents of, you know,
got it.
Yeah, as opposed to like, oh, by the way, Black Bolt, I forged the signature to like have you have this, you know, mm-hmm. surgery that never happened. He's smart enough to know not to like talk, right? Like, I thought he was.
Yeah.
Because no, even was. With it all being exposed and coming out the way it did, he didn't. Like, Maximus thought that would be enough to ignite in him to go ahead and kill him.
Yeah.
And so he still showed that he has enough self-control and, as a king, these leadership qualities to make the better decision.
Yep.
So that was nice. So salute to Black Bolt. We finally get to see him come to life.
Yeah, a little bit.
Ish. I mean... We're never going
to
see...
I know. I just wanted him to go through Terra Genesis and have this big battle royale, but it's you know...
Maybe
it's
we TV. Will.
Yeah, you know, I'm rooting for a season two. I don't know. What do you guys... Chat, what do you think? We always love involving you guys. Would you like a season two? I'm looking at you guys right now. I can see if you're responding or whatnot. I would love...
You know who was... I don't know who was used kind of like weirdly tonight was Crystal. I just felt they were just throwing
there.
Her. Yeah, and they just threw her into her, like, these setups. I didn't think that was necessary.
Well, she's, you know, the keeper of Lockjaw, so, you know, Lockjaw listens to her and, you know, had to teleport people all across, all around. And
mm-hmm.
She was just the messenger.
Yeah. Exactly. So we didn't get to see any kind of part of the development for her.
No resolution with Dave? I mean...
We're back on Earth.
We're back on Earth?
Hey.
But where were they on Earth?
They were in like a, it looked like a stadium.
Looked like a stadium, right?
The NASA guy when Medusa went and met with.
Okay, so it's not NASA. I know we said that in the first one.
Oh, it was
one.
A fake it's a, NASA.
It, right. No, not even fake NASA. It was a private space exploration group.
Okay.
Because we had that little scene where the head of director, I'll just call him whatever his name is, was just like, oh, Luis, yeah, I thought you were crazy, but now you're just like, you know, lunatic. Talking mm-hmm. about like... going to the moon, and then we get to see Crystal come with Lockjaw, and he's just like jaw on the ground, like
So in that scene, he specifically says, yes, we want to keep you guys a secret, mm-hmm. and we're going to help you. Mm-hmm. And he said, I know a place for you to stay. So right.
So who do you think the boss is? Because Luis was like, yeah, I tried calling the boss, but you guys never gave me the number. And he goes, yeah, for good reason. And then he's like, I'll handle this. I'll talk to the boss. Thoughts? Theories?
Oh,
I have two
I know,
people. I have two
yeah.
people
oh
that
God,
I'm
I
thinking of.
I know who you're thinking of, but go ahead. You tell it.
No, you can't just throw that out on me. How about chat? Chat, I would love to see who you think the boss is. What?
Someone from the Marvel movies?
Oh, it's definitely someone from the Marvel movies, for sure.
Who is it?
Okay, so I either... This is a stretch. Like,
is it
Samuel
stretch. Jackson's character?
Yes. I was going to go off of him or Tony Stark. One of the two.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I think maybe more of Samuel Jackson because he's head of S.H.I.E.L.D. It would tie more into Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. with... Yeah. I'm sorry, guys. I don't watch the show. I forgot his name. He was in the movies, but maybe him.
Agent Coulson.
Agent Coulson. Yes. Agent Coulson. Agent Coulson could be the boss. I don't know. That'd be kind of cool. You know what we didn't get? Any crossovers.
No crossovers. I know. I was sad. But I think if there were a season two, we'd mm-hmm. definitely get a crossover.
I would think that would really
benefit
them.
There's so much
them.
Potential There's on Earth.
Like, so much.
Yeah, I think that's something to come or a setup. Because with it being a first season from anybody else's perspective, they really didn't have a buy-in factor or a reason to create to a crossover at this point.
I feel like if they had Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. crossed over at least into one episode.
I mean, we would enjoy it.
Get some type of character, one person, just to, you know.
I think it would make sense for this audience. We would definitely enjoy it, and it would, you know, help us to grow with the show more. But for it being brand new, if I was on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., it wouldn't necessarily make sense for me to just go ahead and decide, oh, yeah, this is a good idea.
Yeah.
But I do think, I mean, based on the conversation and all that we saw, it does feel like a lot of their efforts are going in the direction of wanting, or if there is to be a season two, here's what we could look
There's at. A lot of things that we could...
Yeah.
I don't think in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Inhumans were actually introduced onto the show until season two.
Okay.
So, I think... Again, season two probably has a lot of potential for crossover. Yeah,
I would think so. That'd be awesome.
And this season was a lot of like story building and character mm-hmm. building.
Yeah.
Laying that foundation down.
Yeah.
And one thing I really did like, I remember on when I think Maximus, when he was talking about Medusa. So we got to see that Medusa has always had to choose between Black Bolt and Max.
That wasn't explored as much as I really wanted to like see flashbacks of that.
Yeah, because then they were saying that they were, you know, Maximus, my only friend and this and that. But the thing I liked, he said, I don't know if she used to call him, but when he was like almost human, and when you think of like an inhuman. So I thought I like that kind of play on words.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Almost human, inhuman. Barely human, so I would think, you know, I would have liked to see more of that story, because it's clear that Medusa has always had to choose. Like, you know, he's saying that they were best friends. I don't know how she had time to be best friends with you when Black Bolt was locked away and she was developing this sign language that you know about.
Yeah,
and you can speak
as well. That was dropped. That was dropped. See, right. That was a nice little like card from the sleeve that he pulled out, where he like knows everything Black Bolt is
I don't,
personally
how
saying to
that?
Medusa.
I don't think it.
I don't think it really did much
for him.
It didn't play into much of anything, because I mean, Medusa's pretty much just, you know, saying everything that he says. Regardless.
Yeah, that's something kind of sacred between Medusa and Black Bolt. I don't think he needed to know that.
Yeah, they should have.
For the sake of the episode, he kind of needed to talk to him one on one,
and that's what it was.
Yeah,
that's exactly
because what he like was about to punch him. He's like, just use your language. I know how to use. I know how to speak it.
Because without it, where do we go from here?
We go from nowhere. Yeah, seriously.
Yeah.
I do feel like, to go back to Medusa and Maximus, I think maybe they became friends at an older age. You know, like Black Bolt was courting her and they were like falling in love and whatnot, dating. I think he was around and she acted as if like it was a little brother kind of thing.
Mm.
So we probably didn't really need to get much flashbacks of that.
Yeah.
But it makes sense considering that like Tybor just disappeared, you know, betrayed him, and then she would step in and be like, "Look, I get it.
Right.
You're human, but you know, you're still part of the family." So.
Yeah.
I really like the scene with Medusa and Maximus when she was giving him that one last chance.
I wrote a lot about that. That was a really good scene. Well, we saw this episode had a lot of good acting, I gotta say, because we had a lot of pulse checks, I think, in episode 3 or 4 or somewhere in the middle, where we were just, like, really uneasy about, like, what type of acting we had going on here.
Yeah.
They stepped up their game for this episode, rightfully so. It's the last one, but Medusa, Maximus, I mean, Gorgon wasn't really talking much, but, I mean, can you guys think of any other guys that you really enjoyed?
No, I think you hit the head.
That was kind of
Medusa,
it?
Medusa and Louise, yeah. Max. Like,
I think there's a common thread here of Medusa. Mm-hmm. Like, she has pulled the show kind of together.
Yeah, and I think with it being the last episode, you know, it's all the suspense and emotion, and you know, the lines, the dialogue is very powerful, and you know, this sentiment. So, I feel like they have maybe more to kind of play with to bring it out.
A lot more stakes.
Yeah, it was really good to see. Like you said, that scene between them was perfect. Even when she up until destroyed the crystal and kind of gave up on him as well. Yes, it was so good.
You know what I thought?
She was done with him after that.
She was.
Yeah, and I love that Aron kept her word.
Yeah.
She was like, I'm not going to touch Medusa.
Yeah.
Like,
because Aron just wants to see Adelan.
do well.
Be safe.
Yeah, yeah,
she believes in Maximus.
She's got some good character intact. I didn't expect that.
I see why.
We saw her like just follow behind Maximus, but she was like, no.
Well, we thought she was just like a ruthless killer. You know?
Yeah.
But I see why she... I think she was second command to Gorgon, right? I think that's what it was.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. I see why she was placed...
Where she was.
Because she's a good person.
Mm-hmm.
She's a good person. She was just following the wrong person.
Yep. And we got to see her in the lineup in the end, too.
She had a nice
arc. She made it to Earth.
I didn't see her in the lineup.
Yeah, she was out there with them.
I was writing down a lot. We had some deaths in this episode.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But they were, like, so uneventful. It was just kind of like... Come on, if you're going to do a death, give me something.
And I don't know what it does to the story to have Declan die. I didn't see that come. I didn't expect it.
I didn't expect it either. Yeah, so we had Gorgon just like thrash him, just like throw him into the Terra Genesis thing. And I immediately was like, oh, there goes, you know, any hope of Maximus going through that. Mm-hmm. Although they have other machines, but like, you know, everything crumbling, it would be hard to, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But
I guess I can't really see his place in a season two. I don't.
His place is to help out Maximus. Maximus isn't dead. Maximus is stuck on that moon with like unlimited food and water. He will die of old age or boredom or kill himself. Regardless, he could still find a way to maybe get to Earth somehow. I don't know. Lockjaw. Maybe come visit and I don't know what it is, but there is a premise set up where Maximus can return, seek out Dr. Declan if he was still alive, and try and go through the Terra Genesis. You know? I mean, for...
But now...
He could have just drank the water on Earth because that was polluted with the Terra Genesis crystals. I mean, I'm not sure how it works completely, but...
That's a really good point.
Right?
But to Ashley's point, as far as Declan not being necessary in another season, because they can do Terra Genesis without him.
Yes, but he was the head like DNA splicer or something. He had all this information. He had all of the powers that like Maximus wanted to be an Inhuman.
Right.
So
now
that.
It could be a greater a greater chance.
Yeah.
If Max does go through Terra Genesis, he has no control over, you know, what could be the outcome. So
yeah. Well, you know, if there is a season two, hopefully they stick a little bit closer to the comic books. I thought we were gonna get to see what his powers were. Unfortunately we didn't, and Ashley was kind enough to tell us. I don't know. I'm sure the viewers know what the powers are. Do you wanna know what it is in comics?
Or we might see it in season two.
I don't know. I'm like, do we want to know?
It's kind of cool.
Maybe someone will break the news in the live chat.
Okay, yeah. I'm looking. I'm like,
We had Dr. Declan die, so I guess it was somewhat necessary. He was the first human on the moon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or
yeah.
An Atlantean. Oh, God.
Atlantean.
I keep wanting to say Atlantis. I don't know. I can't speak tonight. I am sorry, guys.
Poor Eldrak.
He just gets
to fall apart. Like, he has no choice.
He's just a wall. I still want to know who he was. If that was an actual a person. Can you imagine you going through Terra Genesis and then, like, nothing really happened. And then he's walking through, like, that fable rock garden that we're always in. And all of a sudden he, like, starts growing into, like, this wall. He's like, what am I? Just this wall. I don't know.
Ivan broke the news. Do you want to hear it?
Oh, yes. Say it.
Where is it?
Mind control.
Ivan would tell us. I think maybe the writers did a nice little nod to what his powers will be in this season. Because let me tell you, some of the things Maximus said, I was believing. And I was just like, you convinced me.
Very manipulative.
Yeah. Which is akin to, you know, mind control.
Yeah. And especially if...
Point.
Like you were saying at the end where we saw like that whatever room it was with the panel light up.
Oh yeah, well that was the chair that they sit in.
Right, like in the control room.
Yeah, and it lit up blue, which is a little interesting because it was the same as the crystals.
I don't know.
I know, but the thing is, he wouldn't be able to get to that because.
But if he had
mind control, stuck in the bunker.
He's stuck in the bunker. Yeah.
He's gonna dig. We know he has to dig out. There's no show.
But if he's gonna dig out, that is 100% true. I don't know any. I mean, look, I'm not too much. Haven't followed too much of the comic books. So I don't know any other evil bad guys. But yeah, Maximus with season two, he has to be in it. 100%.
And he has a greater. you know, in a lot of ways, you can think, like, he has even more revenge now to kind of plot on because I've really been, like, banished away and left alone. And, you know, like.
But I just got something. How I just great got a is really that, good though? Prediction. We'll get into that in a second. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just
we got time. We great. Have time. So don't great. Worry. I'd have line. Something cool.
He just was like, I am the king of Adelan.
Right? Yeah. That was great.
Well, it became true. So Brajana's, his little vision Brinaja. Was yeah. true.
But he had the way he handled it, Brinaja. Like, it's a. What else can I do but laugh at it? In the end, I am.
Yeah. I felt for him. I was sorry. I felt bad for him.
That's what's great about the actors. You actually, I do feel bad for him. And I'm like, wait, I'm not supposed to feel bad for
him. I shouldn't feel right. bad for you, yeah. but I do.
But I do because I know
I
you.
Think, I yes, we know him. But I think also because he like actually came full circle and was just like, he's like, Maximus, I wronged you. I put all this in motion and I wronged you, but you're still here like. Being a good brother to me, you know, and like they had their little closing moment, you know. I don't know. I guess I kind of did like Maximus towards the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked him throughout the whole season.
His craziness got to me sometimes. Like yeah. he had cool crazy eyes, but I was just like
up and down with the
hand. Yeah.
It was a yeah.
And he was an enjoyable character.
Let's go through all. Let's go through all the characters. Well, I mean, with the season's ending. What did you guys think? We got Maximus. We talked about Medusa. We liked a lot. Luis. We liked a lot. Mm-hmm. How do we feel, Black Bolt? His arc and everything went. Were we happy? I mean, it's titled and finally Black Bolts. What'd you think?
Right. Well, I
did
think
we like him.
I think we could like him. I mean, we do kind of see him rise back into being the king because from the very beginning, we really didn't get to meet him as a king. We knew that he was the king, but there was nothing to kind of connect with. Mm-hmm. And so now that we know like this journey that he's been on and the decision that he makes, it's nice to see. I think for me, he's still never going to be a character that I'm just like. Drawn to because he's so limited in what he can do even in a scene.
Yeah. I would be all for Black Belt if we got to see all of his power. Like he's more than just the voice. Like he's one of the most powerful Marvel characters. So if I got to see him really shine, then I would be.
It would make sense for me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about Karnak? I mean, we're all back on Earth.
Karnak.
There's a lot. Look, they have a lot set up.
I don't think Jarnak will happen again.
Why not? He was in love. I mean, come on.
I'm okay I would with that not happening. I know if Shauna was here, she would be all about
why
that.
Why wouldn't you not be okay? Guys, would you like to see Jarnak come back? I mean, why not, right?
But I'm interested to know because I feel like Karnak was another one of the characters who I really, really liked. I would want to see, like, so at this point, do you guys think there's a chance that his powers can come back or no?
I think his powers have come back, but in a limited way.
Right, right. Do you think he can ever be back full force to who
he was? I don't think he needs to be. I don't think he wants. I think he's more powerful the way he is now than he was before.
I think maybe over time. Yeah. Because I like his power, and if it didn't come back, I'd be a little upset by that.
Yeah.
He's so cool. Like, I think
slicing
over time,
the bullet and like,
yeah,
right, just to be able to calculate and the mind thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I like his character as well. And with those abilities. So it would be nice to have him be able to walk into a room and say, hey, there's three ways I can kill you and really know
actually
how to
know
do
how
it.
To do that. Yeah. That was kind of ballsy. That was pretty, yeah.
What about Gorgon though? I mean, do you think he will have a full recovery?
The only way I'm going to invest myself back in Gorgon, because I thought he was the people's champ. I thought he was a hero.
Yeah,
and now he's just such a different, like, the only way is if he were to come back to like his normal fun kind of love.
Yeah,
it's so different.
He's kind of a goofball. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you notice how Medusa and Black Bolt, when they saw him, they weren't like, oh my God, you're back. They were like, oh no.
We're not supposed to be back.
I mean, Medusa, to be here. Medusa had like a moment.
She had a diva moment
where she's like, if this was any other situation, we would have like, such a different conversation right now. We will handle this when we were done.
Right. If Adelan wasn't falling apart, you'd be in big trouble.
Was there a diva moment? Did you guys see any? I had a different diva moment, like a happy diva moment.
Well, a bad, you could say, with Max when he was telling Aron, like,
oh my God.
Leave my side, or like, wait outside.
When the royal family was doing their speech.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he was with Aron.
Oh, yeah, he was like, wait outside my room. He's like, this is my. Yeah,
she was like, Aron, and he was
diva
like.
Diva moment of the episode, for sure.
That was it.
Yeah.
I think over the whole season, Max maybe wins the diva moment.
Oh, well, of course. I mean, how can he not, right?
Mm-hmm. how did you guys feel about the very last scene when they're all on Earth and the royal family looks amazing? Like, they had an outfit change. She had amazing shoes on, Medusa. Like,
they looked, back to their comic book.
But her dress, was it always like short on one? Like, she had like a split? No, it was like enhanced.
Black Bolt had a cape on and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I think Black Bolt has like a power to fly. Does he have the power to fly? I've seen him like glide around and things. I'm not sure.
Pretty like 99% yeah. sure he does.
So maybe that's why the cape was the nod.
I loved their look. I wish that kind of was their look throughout the whole season.
Right.
Yeah. But I just thought it was a little funny that they had time to change or something.
Yeah. Yeah, because Black Bolt literally went right through Eldorak and was wearing like those normal clothes, went through Eldorak, and then all of a sudden, you know,
they look great though. I did like that look.
You did like mm-hmm. that look.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and all of them we saw. Crystal, like, it was nice to see the whole royal family back with mm-hmm. new outfits. I thought that was cool.
I am so happy.
If there were a season two, I would be very upset if Medusa didn't have her hair back.
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't think they are going to give her hair back.
They have to.
I think they need to, but I don't know. I don't know if they would.
They have to.
But I was thinking that watching the episode, like, her hair hasn't grown any yet. Like, she was saying, like, mm-hmm. short. Like, it's just still this buzz cut. Still buzz so, cut,
I know.
I don't know, but I would like to see them. When there's a season two back in, like, everybody's back in full force, kind of acclimated on Earth. Like, I don't know how that happens or what it looks like.
What do you guys think about, like, where they're going to go now? I mean, obviously, the head of director, Space Guy, brought them to this, like, place. Do you think maybe, you know, Black Bolt mentioned, you know, Adelan isn't a place, it's us.
Right.
You know? How do you guys feel about that?
I think they're definitely going to take that with them. We saw when she was speaking, she's speaking to the people of Adelan. So wherever they are, I think they're going to build their own community, their own kind of world, so to speak. I don't think they're just going to get to Earth and be here to party.
Did you guys see Thor by any chance?
I didn't see the new one.
I haven't.
So someone in the chat earlier, like right before we started, I don't know how this happened, but pretty much that's the same exact line Thor says at the end of the movie. I won't give it away if you guys haven't seen Thor yet, but Thor says something in regards to where he lives and his people. And I was kind of like, I've seen this before.
Yeah.
I just saw this actually like last week when I saw the movie. But like, I get it. It's cool. You know, mm-hmm. we'll see. So
the Inhumans are protected on Earth.
Yes.
That's what we were led to believe. So I think that they would thrive too. And
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. They would have their own Adelan on Earth.
Right. I think so, especially, and I think we also have all those other sub-Inhumans that were being kind of collected by maybe Maximus mm-hmm. and that we could delve into. There's a lot. I mean, let's wrap up. Let's get into like what you guys overall season arc. You guys like it? Did you like it? Would you like to see season two? And we can get into predictions after that. What do you think?
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Keith, let's start off. Overall,
I think that it has been an interesting, you know, ride. It's been a bit of a roller coaster. I feel to a certain point we've got to really get invested into the show. So yeah. It's nice for shows to have a season two. But for me, I think I'm okay if they leave it here because okay. I don't know how invested I would want to have to get back into the story.
Now, they left mm-hmm. us with a cliffhanger. Would you rather them kind of like wrap it up and just be like, that's it?
No, I kind of like the cliffhangers where you get to pick and choose in your head how you want the world to go.
Okay.
So I'm okay with that. If there's a season two, I feel like I would definitely, you know, they would have to make sure in their first episode that you got to bring us more. Mm-hmm. So it would have to green light. I don't know if there's a bunch of more action or what, but it would have to be. It would have to be something that's just jam packed so that we can commit back because it's been a bit of a ride. For just to be 8 episodes, we did have a few moments, a few bumps where we just kind of had to trudge through to get back into the story.
Oh, yeah.
So that's how I feel.
Okay, Ashley?
So I felt like the first season was a lot of character building and we got to see life on Adelan and a little bit on Earth and all the characters I feel like have developed.
Love the development.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I would definitely, I like that they're on Earth. I don't want them to be in Hawaii. I would love them to be in like New York or a major city.
Yeah.
Just like, any sort of like Marvel or, you know, they always, the mm-hmm. city where he's just like kind of is a better fit.
Yeah. Right, right.
I definitely want to see their powers. I want to see a lot of crossover, a lot more action.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I feel like we have a great base and we know who these characters are. So let's bring on the action and I'd be like really stoked.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I enjoyed the season, guys. It was a lot of fun. The panel has been great.
Oh my god!
Unfortunately, Sean is not here to help us hand it out. But you know what? For what the Marvel Inhumans are and what we were given, I think they did a good job for what it is for TV. You mm-hmm. know, it's not a movie. We don't have 2 hours where they get multi-million dollars to throw at it with amazing CGI and whatnot. And
exactly.
For what it is, I think we had a great story that was told. Mm-hmm. Could have been done better, of course, but we got what we got. I enjoyed
it. It was a great like you said, a movie, it has to go very quickly. You have to understand who these characters are right away, but on a TV show we get to see them grow over time, which I thought they did well.
They did very well, and that's why I overall do like it. I know we got to rag on it a little bit now towards the later episodes, but still we had a good time. We got to learn a lot.
For sure.
Definitely delve more into Marvel because of this show, which is great.
Yeah.
And I always love expanding that universe.
I'm excited to start Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I'm going to go back and watch those too. I need to go back and watch those. I don't have enough time already as is. I'll squeeze more TV in there.
I think they did a good job in creating fans out of us. So.
I think they did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think our fans also might agree. I mean, I know you guys liked it. You kind of didn't like it. I don't know. Tell us in the chat. We'd love to hear what you have to say. Let's get into predictions. I know we don't know if there's a season 2, but we could always still predict something, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Dad. You said you
had. I do. Thank you. So, my predictions. We're back on Earth.
Right.
I do think Black Bolt is going to feel guilty, and he's going to have a moment with Medusa, and he's going to be like, I think I could save my brother. I'm going to see him.
That's
something happens that lead to Maximus escaping. But it's not going to be in a sense where Maximus is going to try and get revenge. Maybe the first episode, he'll be like, oh, I'm pissed off at you. But then a greater evil will come, and they will have to team up together. He'll get his powers in some way, through some form. And we'll have, similar to like how Thor and Loki, their enemies, they'll have to work together to fight a greater evil. And I think if season 2 does happen, we'll get to see a lot more Inhumans, the sub-Inhumans. Maybe more of Black Bolt's powers. We'll get to explore that a little bit more. I think there'll be a lot more love interests. Maybe Jarnak will come back. Crystal and Dave, I would like to see. That way, it's a nice blend between like the superhuman powers and then like romance and stuff. Because, I mean, like, I'm a sucker for a romance, so why not, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is the chat going wild? What are they saying?
Somebody said what, and I didn't know.
Looking through it. Yeah. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. I hope Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. isn't going to get canceled. But yes, those are my predictions. What do you guys think? Season 2, what could possibly happen?
That was a really great prediction.
I mean, you wrote the second season, so.
Well, what's going to happen to Gorgon? Somebody.
Okay, so
do you want to see him come back to who he is? Yeah. Well, he's going to be more primal, instinct, animalistic,
Gorgon definitely went back with him. He chose on his own
to
go back.
Oh, yeah. We didn't even highlight
that. So, I think the fact that he chose to live. Human. Yeah, is his him showing that he is going to work on himself, mm-hmm. or he's still in there.
Yeah.
So I think they're all going to evolve. They're better people now. They're better Inhumans.
Are we going to get to see Luis and Medusa kind of blossom in friendship?
I think Luis is going to be a major part. I think she's going to be like a helper.
Yes.
A great sidekick. I think too that Black Bolt will feel sad, and he'll go back. He'll bring Lockjaw. I think he's going to do it secretly though.
I would hate for him to do that, though, because he already learned. He should learn his lesson, what he did with his wife last time.
But I do think, sometimes they don't change.
sometimes people don't change.
That's true.
I do like what you said. I think that there's going to be a greater evil. I kind of think Maximus is going to play the nice card, and he's going to be like, I'm better now. Mm-hmm. My time alone gave me some time to think. And
I hope
when
so.
He gets his power.
As soon as he gets the chance.
Ooh, he's going to turn it crazy. I definitely would like to see some crossovers, some romances. I would love to see like the romance between Quicksilver and Crystal. Which is a whole thing. Wow. But I'd love to see some major crossovers and a lot of action. And I I'm just saying that I would love to see it, so I'm predicting that that's going to happen. That's going to
actually happen. Putting it out there. There you go. Yeah. That's what we're talking about.
Like I said, at this point, you know, it took me for a ride. I don't feel like I made any predictions that were accurate. Same. So I would.
I did.
Right?
Oh,
that's what I'm saying. So I would like to see.
Sean was going to
all those things kind of come about. I think it'll be a really good storyline to have the brothers become brothers and
come together and fight off of something else, right?
That yeah, so and I want to cool. see Triton in all of his glory on
He was a badass. Yeah. I would have loved to see more of him. That yeah. ninja martial arts thing.
And having them back on Earth, it gives the spotlight. There's plenty that he can do because he's a water kind of based power. So let's see it.
Yeah. Well, what do you think, guys? Anything else you want to say?
I'm really happy with the season. I would love to see season two.
Yeah,
me too.
It's great.
All right, guys.
And it was fun working with you guys.
Yeah,
pleasure.
It was fun, and the chat was amazing.
Oh yeah, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much. Seriously, without you guys, we'd be so lost. I mean, Ivan, shout out to you guys. You're the man, dude. Well, guys, that's the season, episode 8. It's been a journey. It's been a pleasure. We love you all. We would love to see you come back for season 2. We don't know what's gonna happen. Will it happen? Yes, no, I don't know. You know, internet's a very powerful thing. So if you guys want to see it, you know, get out there and
let the people know.
Yeah, so it's been a pleasure for hopefully not the last time. You could find me all over across social media, Zach with a CH, Silverman 2. Here's my lovely panel, guys. Where can I find you?
Yay. Hey, guys, I'm Ashley Brinkman. You can find me at Ashley_Brinkman. I had such a great time talking with you guys about the show.
Yes, it was such a great pleasure. And this was a pretty dope panel. I'm super sad that Shauna can't be here.
Shauna.
But we did good. It was a good show. You guys can find me everywhere on social media at Keith_Andre. And you can find me here at AfterBuzz Monday night, Shondaland News.
Awesome, guys. Until next time, thank you for watching AfterBuzz.
See you later.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.